Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It is November, all about the neck. November is neck month. It's time to focus on the beautification of our necks. We cannot have turkey gobbler necks. So let's talk about all the things that we can do to improve the appearance of the neck. The neck is one of the most neglected areas of the body. I think we spend so much time and attention on our faces. We're extra concerned with our boobs and butt and legs that show with short skirts. But when do we treat the neck? Never. I know that when I started using sunscreen on my face every day at age 20, I never treated my neck. And now I'm starting to see the consequences of a little more texture change and crepiness because the neck gets so much indirect sunlight. When we're driving, that light pounding through the windshield, that's hitting directly on the neck, the décolleté, and the chest area, and it's really getting the brunt of a lot of our skin problems, skin exposure, sun exposure. I routinely these days use powdered mineral sunscreen on my neck. Every time I drive, I've got a Color Science duster brush in my car, and I apply that on the neck, chest, and décolleté. Anytime I feel the warmth of the sun coming in, we need to take better care of our necks. The skin actually is different in the neck. It's different from facial skin, which has a significant number of more oil glands per square centimeter than neck skin. The dermis is thinner, and the connective tissue is bound more tightly to the underlying musculature because there's such thin dermis and such thin subcutaneous padding. So the muscles can show through as more stringy and bandy very often. This is an area where fat can also deposit easily, giving us the submental thickness. And over 20 or 30 years of eating delicious American diet, we get some volume and thickness and padding that makes us feel excessively jowly and heavy in the neck. So many things we can do with the neck. Let's talk about how we can improve the neck. So first of all, Botox for platysmal bands is wonderful. Platysmal bands are the thin, stringy muscles that help to contract the neck. When you pull down your smile in a grimace and tighten as if you're weightlifting, you can see these vertical bands pop up through your skin. They start to show more in photographs around age 50. These are the platysmal bands. The platysma is a giant, very thin muscle that extends from the mastoid to the mastoid of the ear, all the way across the neck. It goes from the mandible to the sternocleidomastoid area to the clavicle area. And I love to put Botox in these bands. If you start Botoxing super early, I have a colleague who puts Botox in bands of the platysma starting even at age 25 or 30, then they just never develop that pronounced stringiness. So that's a great technique. Definitely by the time you're in your 50s and 60s, that'll be more noticeable. So that's good to start at that age as well. The Nefertiti neck lift is a wonderful treatment, including the use of Botox circumferentially all around the neck. We put that in the platysma about 2 centimeters below the angle of the jaw, and that stops the downward contraction and pull of the platysma on the face. So if you're feeling jowly and you feel like the neck muscles are tightening, literally putting Botox in the Nefertiti neck position can cut the pull of the lower neck and give you a facelift effect. It's amazing. Everywhere we place the Botox, it releases that pull and the face itself springs up higher, more taut, more defined in the jawline. So love that for the neck. Neck filler, next up. We can treat the horizontal rings of the neck, tech neck, and we do that using hyperdiluted fillers. I myself use a hyperdilute filler. Other people maybe use regular filler straight out of the syringe. Gel fillers, the hyaluronic gel fillers like Juvederm, Restylane, Versa, these ones are all terrific. I tend to use a lot of Versa in the neck because it is a very spherical molecule. It doesn't swell very much. It blends super nicely. And that can be injected into the horizontal rings of the neck to soften the appearance of tech neck from chronically bending and looking at TV screens, telephones, computer screens. Remember, after injection, we want to keep our head more upright, avoid bending and creasing the newly treated areas. It may take 1 or 2 sessions to treat your tech neck, But this is definitely a treatment for those of us that have very deep set rings that bother us. It erases, softens, and refines them. We can also do a neck wash, and this is my term that I've coined for globally treating the entire neck using a hyperdilute calcium hydroxyapatite mixture. This is a collagen biostimulation treatment, and this is using collagen biostimulators to create more thickness, padding, and density to the skin and the dermis, making sure that we take away textural change, crepiness, and the appearance of the thin, fine grandma skin. We're all going to get grandma skin. All of us, even you guys, you're going to get grandpa skin. But men are a little bit more protected. They have the hair follicles that cause increased thickness and density and a nicer, firmer appearance of the neck. Damn them. They also shave every day, which is like microplaning the skin every day, dermaplaning, and that is great for skin circulation and improving skin quality. So men have it luckier there, but women, to avoid crepey textural change, we need to use collagen biostimulation using PLLA Sculptra is one option, and then the hyperdilute treatment with the calcium hydroxyapatite is another treatment. This is usually 2 visits, 6 weeks apart. This improves that textural change. In terms of also tightening the neck and the submental area, sometimes we just have that little extra triangle of skin that starts to peek out under our chin, spoiling our profile angle. And a lot of people ask me, am I a candidate for Kybella to get rid of this? And it's often just skin laxity. So when I'm starting to notice that little pooch of skin laxity, without prominent fat, I often will treat the jawline. So pulling back on the angle of the mandible and protruding the chin forward a little bit more causes a taut improvement of that little skin laxity. So chin projection and jawline projection will improve the neck in that manner. Of course, when there is fatty tissue, Kybella is excellent. Kybella is deoxycholic acid. It's a non-surgical treatment for submental fat. It's injected usually a series of 2 to 3 visits. Often it takes 3 vials per inch. I don't undertreat with Kybella. I treat properly, and that's why I'm getting great results with Kybella. Many people say Kybella doesn't work. It does work. You have to inject the correct depth and the correct number of vials, and you have to do enough sessions. So patients should not give up on it with one session. And you should never under-treat. We never want to put just one vial. That doesn't do the trick. I generally do 3 vials per session, 2 to 3 sessions to get all the way across the neck. And the results are really great. So many people are bothered by their double chin. And surgery is always the best option for neck lipo. I think that's better than Kybella because you're one and done. It costs about the same as Kybella, and the results can be much better. So I think you present both those options to people, and then they get to choose surgical or non-surgical. Kybella, of course, swells. It definitely gives that appearance of a double chin while you're healing, but we're in masking season, so it's okay. And it's fully tolerable. I've done it myself. I really enjoyed the results. It does give some mild tightening effect because it inflames the area. And that's one way we can create a stronger, better angle of the cervicomental area, making the face look better because the chin doesn't pull it down. Neck lift, of course, is our, you know, granddaddy of options. That's the best and most reliable way to improve the appearance of the neck. And that we do when you have more than a centimeter of skin laxity. This is a good opportunity to lift, tighten, and trim, and surgically remove excess redundant skin. There will be a time when your neck really starts to bother you. People always ask, when should I get a facelift? What age? It's not really about the age. It's the time when you have jowling of the lower face, and more importantly, excess skin and laxity in the neck that really bothers you. That's when you're going to get a neck lift. Every neck lift involves a portion of the face, and doing neck lift at an earlier age is more and more popular right now. Instead of waiting till everything is really drooping heavy and you need major work, often people are doing mini lifts and mini neck tightenings. Those are very beneficial. It's a week of downtime. It's an incision that's hidden in front of the curve of the ear and scoops back into the hairline. It is so popular right now. So, talked about Botox, neck filler, neck wash, jawline filler, Kybella for the fat, cervical lipo, neck lift surgery. All of these are great options. Non-invasive thermi smooth, which is radio frequency heat treatment to shrink, wrap, and tighten the skin. Also great. No downtime, and it feels like a hot stone massage. It's usually 4 to 6 sessions, about a month apart, and patients get reorganization and improvement in the way that fibroblasts are laying down the collagen. It causes tightening and shrink wraps the appearance of neck laxity. Really awesome for a red carpet prep, and over time builds great long-term results. So there's so many options for the neck, surgical, non-surgical. Don't forget my neck cream. Remember, the neck doesn't make enough oils. My neck cream is amazing. I use it twice a day with upstrokes, always with upstrokes to get rid of lymphatic massage. We want to get rid of lymphatic excess in the submental area, so that's a great technique. I also sometimes dry brush that skin because it doesn't get enough circulation. Microneedling is terrific for the skin as well. But using a rich cream with anti-aging peptides that prevent fine lines, that build collagen, and that improve the level of moisture and oil content in the skin is so important. You got to try my neck cream. It's the best. I don't recommend Retin-A for your neck. It's going to dry you out. It's not going to do what you think. It's going to actually do the opposite and create irritation, more thinning, and creping. Maybe not more thinning, but definitely more creping, more dryness, and the appearance of more older-looking skin. So think about that one. It's a big irritant there. Well, guys, it's time for November. Remember the neck. Turtleneck weather is here. Turkey gobbler necks are out. And hopefully masking season is coming to a close. Focus on the beauty of the neck. It's an extension of the face. It's the long, elegant, graceful part of our body that we want to emphasize and maintain as we age. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing neck cream. You will love it. I love it. And I often use my perfecting polish as well to exfoliate and improve the skin surface there. We do a podcast every Tuesday, a longer one, more in-depth on longevity, wellness, life coach issues, and beauty, and interview amazing people. So check us out on Tuesday and our 5-Minute Friday. Don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast. Tell your friends, subscribe, learn with me, and age beautifully with me. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.